USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A semi-rig full of migrants overturned in Chiapas, Mexico, Thursday night, leaving 54 dead and 105 injured. Civil Protection Chiapas said on Twitter that the tragedy was a result of an accident of two trucks traveling on a bridge. Chiapas, Mexico shares a border with Guatemala. A video of new Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins freaking out on reporters for attempting to interview her outside of work resurfaced Wednesday after she was confirmed to be President Biden's U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts. The video of Rachel Rollins contains threats, vulgarity, and racist statements. After mainstream media and countless politicians said Jussie Smollett's racist attack was a sign of the times in America, boy, did they get that wrong.
In which they found Mr. Smollett guilty of virtually all charges of doing exactly what we said he did.
Prosecutor Dan Webb, USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Atrocities in China have been documented again.
An independent investigative British-based tribunal said in a report that China has committed genocide against the Muslim minority Uyghur population and other ethnic minorities in the western part of the Asian nation. In the 63-page report, the tribunal said that Beijing had subjected the Uyghur people to unconscionable cruelty and crimes against humanity. It concluded that the actions amounted to genocide. U.S. and Western officials have said that as many as 2 million Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities in China's Xinjiang province have been placed in a network of detention centers. They've been subjected to forced torture, labor, and sexual abuse, and many are being detained without any justification. The report accuses top Chinese officials, including President Xi Jinping, for the humanitarian crisis. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As China continues its human rights abuses and aggressive behavior on the world stage, the best way to counter China is to depend less on China. Stop buying their products would have a major impact right now. Paul Borgman, chairman of Decouple China Pack on One America News, says breaking away from China should be our ultimate goal.
Well, it's a total war, as you know. And to rebuild America and safeguard your family, we need to decouple 100% from China now. That's what Decouple China Pack stands for. And we believe that that is the most important thing at this point in time. China is everywhere in this total hybrid war, as you know. And we'll have a pledge for candidates from around the country, state, local, and federal, to sign. So we're talking about cutting trade, resetting, and even the 380,000 students that are in the U.S. studying here in America. I don't believe that we can't do it. I don't believe that. I believe the American people are ready to do it. I talk to manufacturers all the time. They're already in the process of decoupling. And I believe that they can do it. There's an assumption, even in the Senate right now, which is bipartisan on the innovation and competition bill that's working its way through the House and the Senate, voted on in June. They seem to believe that we can't do that, that we have to start at a point where we are intertwined and we must stay intertwined. And I believe that's the Chinese propaganda that we're fighting against.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.